"I'm sure," he began, and hesitated, his expression still troubled. "I'm sure that Maxim would be very worried, very distressed, if he knew how you felt. I don't think he can have any idea of it."
"You won't tell him?"
I said hastily.
"No, naturally not. What do you take me for?"
"But you see, Mrs. De Winter, I know Maxim pretty well, and I've seen him through many moods. If he thought you were worrying about the past, it would distress him more than anything on earth. I can promise you that. He's looking very well, very fit, but Mrs. Lacey was quite right the other day when she said he had been on the verge of a breakdown last year, though it was tactless of her to say so in front of him. That's why you are so good for him. You are fresh and young and sensible. You have nothing to do with all that time that has gone. Forget it, Mrs. De Winter, forget it, as he has done. Thank heaven and the rest of us. We, none of us, want to bring back the past. Maxim, least of all, and it's up to you, you know, to lead us away from it, not to take us back there again." He was right, of course. He was right. Dear good Frank, my friend, my ally. I had been selfish and hypersensitive, a matter to my own inferiority complex. "I ought to have told you all this before," I said.
"I wish you had," he said. "I might have spared you some worry."
"I feel happier," I said, "much happier. And I've got you for my friend, whatever happens, haven't I, Frank?"
"Yes, indeed," he said.